إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة البقرة بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة، والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. صدق الله، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is one of the best months of the year. It is the month of fasting, of course. Ramadan, as its name suggests, is the month that burns away sins. It is the month of forgiveness. It is the month of compassion, the month of taqwa. It is the month of patience. Patience ala ta'a, patience on obedience. It is the month where one reflects upon the ni'am, the favors, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ni'am that He had bestowed upon us, we say, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to God. This is the month of thankfulness. This is the month where Muslims are grateful to the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is indeed a holy month. It is the month of Al-Quran. Moreover, Ramadan is the month of charity, the month of spending simply for the sake of attaining the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very charitable throughout his life, but one finds him more charitable during the month of Ramadan more than any other month. Because he knew how meritorious, how virtuous, and how rewardable it is to give in Ramadan. The rewards of the acts of charity during Ramadan are multiplied many folds over than any other time And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases many folds to whomever He wills at any time. We know how man is created. Man, by his very own nature, loves wealth, loves money, loves material gains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us in His book man's attitude toward wealth. He said in Surah Ali Imran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ إلى آخر الآية. Allah had adorned to man. Allah had made things attractive to man. Alluring unto man is the enjoyment of worldly desires. Among them, number one, women. Number two, children, sons. And number three, heaped up treasures of gold and silver. In Surah Al-Fajr, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you love wealth with immense love, حُبًّا جَمَّا, with much intensity. That's how much we are attached to wealth. It is inherent in us. That's how we are designed by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslims, in spite of their love and attachment for wealth or to wealth, are generous. Their attitude toward wealth is not the same as other people. That's because we have the true guidance and they don't. People, generally speaking, don't understand the concept of wealth. We do. Muslims understand that what we have isn't ours. All these material possessions that we possess, whether it is in cash or otherwise, don't belong to us. It is His. He is the owner. We are the custodians. The wealth that we have is Allah's wealth. Allah informed us in Surah An-Nur, وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. And give them from the wealth of Allah that He has given you. What we have is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People believe that whatever they gain through whichever means is their earnings. Muslims, on the other hand, understand that whatever we have is not our earnings. Rather, it is a fadl. It is a bounty. It is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Jumu'ah explained, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the Salah of Al-Jumu'ah is concluded, disperse in the land and seek from the fadl of Allah. Go back to your businesses, but what you earn is not your earning. It is a fadl from Allah. It is a bounty. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word kasb, according to the Quran, means earning either sins or good deeds. What we have is only a bounty, a fadl. Muslims understand that what we have is a provision from Allah azza wa jal. As a matter of fact, a real muttaqi, who is a real muttaqi? Allah explains right there from the very beginning, Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book and which there can be no doubt about its authenticity, being the truth, will serve as a guidance للمتقين, for the righteous, true God-fearing people, God-conscious people. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They first and foremost believe in the unseen. Number two, they pray regularly. And number three, spend from the provision Allah had given them. Muslims know what we have is a provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not our kasb, it's not our earnings. People tend to think that they can do whatever they want to do with their wealth. Muslims, on the other hand, know that they can only spend on their needs. And whatever is surplus, whatever is extra with them is to be spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They will ask, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who should we spend on? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. They ask you, on whom should we spend? Say to them, whatever they spend out of good, it should be spent first and foremost on parents. Secondly, on relatives. Thirdly, on orphans. Number four, on the destitutes, on the beggars, and finally, on the wayfarers. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And whatever good you do, be it small or big, Allah is aware of it. Allah knows. Then another question was put before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They will ask you, how much should we spend? قُلِ الْعَفُو. Say, spend whatever is surplus. Whatever is extra with you, spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is spending at the spiritual level. Muslims understand that the poor and the needy have a share in their wealth, and the deserving people are required to claim it from them. Surah Ma'arij explains, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their wealth, the rich people, those who are well-to-do, those who have the means to support themselves and beyond, there is a known right in their wealth to those who ask, to the beggars and to the deprived ones. We have a very unique concept when it comes to wealth. Most people, unfortunately, are unaware of this. But alhamdulillah, we Muslims have the truth, the real guidance, the guidance that take us from darkness to light, so we can see things clearly, so things become very visible to us. And that's the Quran. Actually, there is a direct link between taqwa, birr. This is month of at-taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the month where you are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other time. This is the time when our piety is at its highest level. And there is a direct link between taqwa or birr and spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Baqarah explains, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل إلى آخر الآية. Righteousness, true righteousness, is not that you only turn your faces toward the easts or the wests. Rather, true piety, true righteousness is to believe in Allah and in the last day, in the hereafter. من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. To believe in the angels, to believe in the book and in the prophets. وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب. And in addition to that, they give, or he or she gives, out of the wealth in spite of their attachment to it. To whom? First and foremost, their relatives, the orphans, the destitute, the wayfarers, those who ask for it, and for freeing slaves. Spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed a meritorious, virtuous, rewardable act. Allah is quite thankful to those servants of His who spend. We have this ayah from Surah Al-Fatir. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. Surely those who recite the Book of Allah, this is what we do in Ramadan, the month of Al-Qur'an. The month, this is when we recite the Qur'an. And Allah is saying, surely those who recite the Book of Allah and establish prayers, they pray and they spend from that which we have given them, from that which we have provided for them. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. They spend secretly. Only Allah knows. Aisha used to give in her right hand that which her left hand had no idea what she gave. Sirran, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows. But simultaneously, alaniya, openly. You can give openly. As long as it is not for riya. As long as it is not to show off. As long as not to have a plaque in the masjid saying how charitable that person is. It becomes shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ. Whoever spends in charity for the purpose of showing off, indeed it is shirk. It is associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who give openly, they give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to encourage others to give. Because we are so attached to wealth, it's very difficult to let go of what we think we worked hard for. Alaniya, they spend. Look, I'm spending in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guess what? Alhamdulillah, I'm well to do. As a matter of fact, my dear brother, my dear sister, the more I spend, I find Allah to be more generous to me. He gives me more. And that was the attitude of the Sahaba, my dear brothers and sisters. They were afraid the day they stopped giving, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops providing for them. Do we have that attitude? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who spend openly and secretly, يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. They are looking for a profitable trade that never goes bankrupt. We put our money in stock markets, invested here and there, with few percentage on return on our investment, be it 4%, 5%, 6%, 10%, 20%. But those who understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works, they will invest their wealth in the universal bank of Allah Azza wa Jal. They give for the sake of Allah because they know, number one, Allah will compensate them, will give them many, many folds over. And number two, He is grateful. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They spend and they're looking for a profitable bargain. And Allah will recompensate them. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And He increased them from His bounties. This is what Allah is saying. The Sahaba understood this. What we have is a fadl from Allah. You give from the fadl of Allah, Allah increases the fadl on you. Very simple, straightforward. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, you will find Allah forgiving and grateful, thankful to you. Another ayah, Surah At-Taghabun. إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفُهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. If you make a generous loan to God, as if God needs loans, as if God needs our wealth. But look at the adab. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat us with utmost honor and dignity. He says, loan me back. Loan me back. And if you give Him a goodly loan, what happens? Allah said, He will multiply it. He will multiply it for you and forgive you. God is ever thankful and forbearing. And the rewards of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place, Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The parable of those who spend their possessions for the sake of God, fi sabilillah. The niyyah is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the pleasure of anyone. Innama nut'imukum liwajhillahi la nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. We feed you solely to earn the pleasure of Allah. We seek from you neither compensation nor a word of thanks for that matter. So the attitude, the niyyah, is very important. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So those who spend their possessions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of a grain out of which grow 7 ears. In every ear, 100 grains. For God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grants manifold increase unto whom He wills, and God is infinite, all-knowing. So you see, if you give $1, if you put it in a stock market, I don't know how much it will give you. Few cents. Allah said, I'll give it to you $700. If you give $1,000, He said, I'll give it to you $700,000. Subhanallah. But Allah is not limited to 10 or 20 or 100 or 700 times. Allah said in the very same ayah, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give many more than 700 times to whomever He wills. Who are those lucky recipients that will receive many, many, many folds more than 700? They are the ones who spend their wealth and they follow not what they spend with reminders of their benevolence, of their generosity, of hurtful words. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their possessions for the sake of Allah and do not boast, do not follow their spending with their reminders, reminding the people whom they gave, look, I gave you. Look, I gave you. You make the person look little in front of you, as if he is a someone who's little and you are doing a favor to him. When Allah is doing a favor to you, and what you're doing to that destitute or to the person whom you are helping is his claim, his right over you. Subhanallah. So those individuals who don't do that, who have the purest intention to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who deprive themselves, those who have only loaf of bread and they know that their neighbor is hungry, they give half of it. Allah gives them maybe 1,000 loaves of bread, not 700, maybe 10,000. It is those whom Allah will multiply many, many folds over than just the 700 times. So, my dear brothers and sisters, two things are very important. Number one, our intention. It has to be solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this goes against logic, really. But according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending in the way of Allah is a source of inner peace and contentment. Can you believe that? It is a source of inner peace, contentment within. Unlike those who lose a job, become financially insecure, panic, what to do? You find Muslims who understand the concept of wealth, even if they have nothing. Nothing disturbs them. Nothing. Because they know. And this ayah, the one I shared with you, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذًا لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend out of their wealth and don't follow this spending by telling people, bragging about what they gave. Those individuals who give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have their reward with the Lord and they will have no fear. They will have no sadness, no sorrow, no grief. Allah will give them this stability, this security, this contentment of the heart. And the second thing we need to understand is charity does not decrease one's wealth. Again, this is against logic. You give out of your wealth. Mathematically, you have less. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you don't have less, you have more. And the Prophet told us so as well. So how does this work? Well, let's pay attention to a couple of ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in this one instance, in Surah Saba, He said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my Lord extends provision for whom He wills of His servants and restricts it for Him. To some He gives abundantly, to others He deprives. But whatever thing you spend, whatever you spend, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. He will compensate it. Do you believe in what Allah is saying? Yes. Mathematically, your wealth decreases. But guess what? Whatever you have given, it will eventually be returning back to you. If not in this world, maybe Allah has tested me and did not give it back to me to see how grateful will I still remain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know. It's a test. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Your wealth and your children is a trial, is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't get it here, you will certainly are going to get it in the hereafter. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ He is the best of providers. Another ayah, Surah Al-Anfal. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ Whatever you give in Allah's cause will be repaid to you in full. We need to believe. We need to have yaqeen. We need to believe in these words. In kalamullah. And you will not be wrong. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this great month, the month of charity, to give more than any other time. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina wal muslimat. Fa astaghfiruhu. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, be in the month of charity, the month of giving. Do know that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very generous throughout his whole entire life, but he was more generous or most generous during the month of Ramadan. And Allah is generous and love those who are generous. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَوَادٌ يُحِبُّ الْجُودِ According to this one hadith. We need to also believe not only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but also what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding our wealth and what we give. عن أبي هريرة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله إلا رفعه الله أبي هريرة said or narrated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said charity does not decrease wealth no one forgives except that Allah increases His honor. This is the month where we need to forgive one another so that Allah forgives us. And no one humbles themselves for Allah except that Allah raises his status. This is the month when we become humble. And this is the month indeed when we give. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ فَتَصَدَّقُوا The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to entice the believers, used to remind them, charity does not decrease your wealth. We do have people that think this way, pervertedly. And the Prophet used to tell them, don't think this way, this is not true. Charity does not decrease your wealth. فَتَصَدَّقُوا Go give. Go give in charity. Share your wealth with others. So these are the ideas about wealth. This is the concept of wealth in Islam. And this is how we understand wealth. And this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to give for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us most generous in this month. May He enable us to give to every cause. Don't let any cause pass you by. Even if it is $1 to any cause, you should give. People come to you asking, give. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ Those who ask you, don't turn them back. Give them. So may Allah make us of those who give. اللهم آمين. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And before we do the salat, I have a couple of minutes here that I reserved to raise funds for the masjid budget. You know, this masjid, alhamdulillah, we are blessed with a beautiful place. Iona is the talk of the town. Indeed, it's known everywhere. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us an opportunity to be the custodians of this masjid, to maintain a good place for worship, a good place to come and learn. MashaAllah, it's known about its cleanliness. We try to keep it clean. Why? Because at-tuhuru shatrul iman. Tuhur, cleanliness is half the faith. Alhamdulillah, we are able, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to maintain a good place for you, for your families, for Muslims to come and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, our budget this year had increased by 5%. This is your intention to help maintain the masjid throughout the year. 96,000 the budget for 2012-2013. To make sure that we meet the daily expenses of the masjid, electricity, heat, water, and so on and so forth. We are appealing to you. This is the house of Allah. I'm not asking you to give me. I'm asking you to give Allah. I'm asking you to loan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to be among those who are truly looked upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as true, pious, virtuous people, spend. Give today. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain piety or righteousness until you spend from that which you love. And what do we love? Wealth. This is Mustafa Al-Turk, Amir of the Islamic Organization of North America and Imam of the Iona Masjid and Learning Center. I appeal to you in this blessed month to support our masjid budget by donating whatever you are able to. Your generous donations are highly appreciated, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your charity. You may donate online by going to ionamasjid.org, www.ionamasjid.org, and click on the donation button. Please specify budget when making your contribution. Thank you again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your families, and bless your wealth. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.